out to?
That's the Gemara.
Okay.
Now, let's go further. What are we up to now? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Arba Kosos Halalu. These four Kosos. Torah Shiyehe Bohen Kedei Mezigas Kos Yopa. Alright. What does it mean? You want to read it? Go ahead, you want to read it? Doesn't mean a revius, right? Or what does Kos Yopa mean? Like the Gemara says in Brachos. Okay,
Skarla.
16th, right. So all you need is the amount which, together with the Mayim, will become revius. You see? Will become revius. That apparently is not meant like that, what?
Yeah. There's 116th chai in the water is not a luck in the
Mayim. The Gemara had a house. You know what I'm saying? The fact is they used to take 1/16th of a log, right? Or 1/4 of this, they'd pour it into a glass, then they'd add water until it becomes revius. Right? Okay. Now, the Gemara says, let's say for instance let's say I'm not gonna add water. So how much do I need? Do I need the 1/16th? You see? Or do I need a revius of that that concentrate? Do I need the amount of concentrate that's necessary for a revius? Or do I need, no, I'll need 4 times the amount of concentrate that's necessary for a revius, because I have to have a revius. You see? So the Rashbam says there was a Havim meaning to say that they only need 1/16th. Right? Havim meaning to say only 1/16th. The Gunshish Revius, look, the Batsim Revius Laf Klumo. The Chiech, the Mazik being Revius, Ben Akolach, and Amichai being Revius. Why is it no good, really? What's the Maskana? Why is it no good?
You need a certain quantity
for a vias. Yeah, what's the Havmina?
It's only quality of one.
Then forget it. Yeah, then you definitely have to have full vias. I don't care what you got in there. It could be a piece of chunk of wine, a hunk. Still have to have a vias, right? Okay. But sometimes it's be so thick they used to be able to really cut it. Yeah, cut it, yeah.
Oh, Shapiro.
So, you say it's not a halacha. It's not a lacha that the din shiur requires a vias. But what? What's the other alternative?
Cheft?
Or what?
Cheft.
Not the ma'aser shiur, but the cheft shiur. What?
The cheft
shiur kos.
What do you mean?
Yayin itself. If a vias is a shiur in the yayin itself, you need this much yayin. So then I could say that can concentrate. So I have the shiur. So I have the shiur yayin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you say it's a shear in the yayin, so now the only thing is that I have the shear yayin, but the yayin is not really in its proper form. I need the mayim in order to bring it into its proper form. You see? So it's lacking. In other words, the shear yayin really is the shear yayin is really the 1/16th.
Yeah.
It's a shear that will, when it's mixed properly, will become a revius. So that's the shear yayin. So if I say that that's the shear yayin, so it could be that even if I have 1/16th, I'll be yitz also. Because I have the shear yayin. Yeah, I have the shear yayin. But the only thing is what I'm lacking, it's not in the right condition. It's not mixed properly. See, it lacks the accent of being mixed. You see? But the shear yayin I have, the shear yayin is revius. That's 1/16th. There's the shear yayin. It's not mixed. It's not in this right condition. Doesn't matter. But I have the shear yayin.
So what's the local dollar cost
point to that? No, it's dollar revius. You have to have four revius of yayin. Four shear yayin of revius. Four shear yayin of revius. That's what you have to have. In other words, it's a lacha that you need a shear yayin of revius. Now, if it's a shear yayin of revius, so I have the shear yayin. The only thing is it's not mixed properly. I didn't add the water. So it's not in the right condition. Fine. I'm yaitz anyways. Did you have it in yaitz? You see? If revius is a lacha in shear yayin, so then I could say that even if I only have 1/16th, I'm still yaitz. Because I still have the shear yayin. I had shear yayin is not mixed properly. That's lacking a certain condition, so it's not complete. What? Inherently, it's the shear yayin of revius. That's all I need. I need a shear yayin of revius. Right? I need a shear yayin of revius. The reason why you need revius is not because you need inherently a shear yayin of revius, but the reason why you need revius is because revius constitutes kos. And that's why you happen to need a revius of yayin. It's not that you need inherently a shear yayin or revius. You see? You need a kos of yayin. And that's why you're going to need a revius of yayin. If that's the case, then if you concentrate it, so you don't have your kos, you're going to need more.
Yeah.
That's the filler. You see, is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why you need a sheer revius, not because you inherently need a sheer yayin of revius, but the halacha is you need kos. And kos means revius of liquid. So therefore, whatever liquid you have, you're going to have to fill it up to that point in order to make a kos out of it. Okay. Rashi says, interesting Rashi. Wow, unbelievable.
Like one big kos.
One big kos. Velo nehira. I know. Elashoson ritzufin. Rashi and Rashbam. How does Rashi learn? Rashi learns that shosom b'vasachas means the man had...
One kos.
Had 16, had a whole lug, a lug. He drank the whole lug in one shot. Right? So then, according to Rashi, he was Yetzer. Okay. So, according to Rashi, he drinks it in one big cup. So, according to Rashi, he drank four kosos. Rashi holds. So, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that as many cases as you have, as many reviews as you have in a cup, that's how many cases you have. Right? So according to Rashi, only one cup. Reviews
defines the cups.
That's right. Reviews defines the cups. The quantity defines the cups. So therefore, if you have, according to Rashi, you have one big cup, you pass it around. All five people. Each one drinks a reviews. You can even make it more. Why? Because each one drinks a reviews. Only the reviews. Sarah's mom says no. He says that really, whatever's in the cup is considered one entity. But of course, there's a minimal shear in order to create the entity. Can't say a thimble's a kos. Yeah. But once it's a kos, everything's a kos. It's a big machlokes shear. Whether according to Rashbam, it's one entity. Whatever's in the kos, one entity. So therefore, according to Rashbam, rov kos is the halacha. You have to drink rov kos. So there's a difference between Rashi and Rashbam. If you have a big kos, according to Rashi, if you drink rov revius, that's enough. Rov revius is more lugmos, about an ounce and a half would be enough. No, about 2 ounces. 2 ounces. I'm going to say 4.3, good math, remember, 4.3. 2.5 ounces for sure. Okay? According to Rashbam, if you drink a big kos, you have to drink rover the, rover the kos. Okay?
Wow.
I'm saying, nearly the hockey pirush of Asachas. Shaloi al seda mishnah seinu, al ashasam ritzufin. Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. Besides Rashi and the Rashbam, there's one sheet of pirush reinu. Iran. The holo tzricho lemeimar. Alright. Okay. So the taste what was Rashbam hold? Rashbam holds a what? That it's all one case, right? Okay, nevertheless, there's a Rashbam there's a run that says that all you have to according to the run, how much do you have to drink if you have to drink Rav case?
The closest,
the Rashbam. How much would you have to drink? Just tell me. So according to the Ran, if you have a big case, right, and you drink Rav Revius, so it's good enough. Some of Marsha.
Right.
According to the Ran. Is he going to say that it's one entity? So then what?
To have a word of prayer.
So then
any one of them be Yetzer?
How what?
How can any one of them be
Yetzer? And if you're going to say it's one entity, so then you have to drink the rave of the case. And if you're going to say what? That it's a separate vias. So then according to that, so it should be separate cases. The Ran says one case, and all you need to drink is rave of vias. Right?
Yeah.
Ah, so what's the chat in the Ran? And the Ran holds like this. The Ran holds really is one case. But the halacha of Rav Revius is a separate shear and shear.
Yeah.
Separate shear and shear.
Boo.
Discussion. Rashbam say, Rashi, you have three sheets anyway. Nearly the hachi purusha b'atachas. Shaloi al say the Mishnah say no l'shas and resufin. So what do you see according to the not like Rashi? Rashi learns shasan ritzufa means he drank it from one big case. Shem vasachas means one big case, and according to the Ran, it means shalei al seder mishnah seinu. So what do you see according to the Ran? According to the Ran, what do you see?
Rashbam.
Rashbam. What do you see? According to Rashi Bam, you see one thing. That the Dalit cases, each one has its own identity. Right?
Yeah.
That's why he says, Shaloy al Seda Mishnah Seda. Is that each one is a separate entity. It's not just a lot of Dalit cases. Each one is a separate identity. Okay. Let's go further. Now, what does the Gemara say? Next case. No, because Rashi says it would be four separate cases before Maisa Shasiyah. You see?
Oh, because he also has a...
According to the Rashbam, even though so that's a job. But if you drank four separate cases, Rashi will give you Yetzer.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that you drank four cases? What are you lacking? See? But according to the Ran, no. Even though it's four separate cases, because each one has its own place. Shleil Seder Mishnah Seder. That's why the Rashbam learns a different shot than Rashi. Rashi learns that if you drink four cases, Shleil Seder Mishnah Seder will be the same thing. That's not the case of Shasim Vazachas, because you have four cases. But if you have it in one big case, so it's one mice on four cases, one mice of Shia, then he holds that, then you have to have a separate lahad of yet. Okay? What? Wouldn't mean, that's right. Wouldn't mean a problem at all. See, over here, there's a problem. You're not yet completely. You're still seeing the Gemara. Okay. One is on the Seder. Which one? This is the one of Kiddush. This one's the Manashtana. This one, right?
Oh.
Okay, the other one, Rashi holds it, doesn't matter. But the thing is, after one mice.
What would Rashi hold it, say?
Vonav of Nevesa. Case. Shalais Shasa Kulai. Get him fire shlakam. I didn't drink the whole case. Right? Okay. Alright, so that's. So there you also get. So let's go further. Now the Gemara explains it. Shasa Nachai is Yata. Alright. Chai means that he didn't mix it up. Amarava. What does it mean?
Yotzi is
cheres.
I mean, it wasn't yotzi.
Good.
Kolmer.
Kolmer. Shasan, if you drank them without, if it wasn't mazik, right? So therefore, so you'd be yotzi yideyayin. Yideyayin yotza. But yidey cheres layotza. Why? Right, it's wine, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So you see, the what? No, why? Because it's not the Rats. So Rashbam says, "Shlema, ain't zumitz for shlema. She ain't hashivas. Ella biyayin mazik. Ella biyayin mazik. Ella biyayin mazik." Right. Well, that's me. Means because the chiyuv is not just to drink wine. The chiyuv is to drink wine, which is kosher. Yeah, hashivas. That's be mashke chashiv, right? So therefore, if it's not mazik, so it's not chashiv. So you weren't yaitza a kiyum of cheres, right?
Yeah.
Good. But what does it mean, yidei ayin yatza?
Because you have the essential.
That the mitzvah is not just to drink. The mitzvah is to demonstrate cheres. So therefore, since that's the case, and since if it's not yayin mazik, it's not a good wine, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't yatza my demonstration of cheres.
Right, yeah.
Good. That's clear. Cool. But what does it mean, yidei ayin yatza? Well, I want to know what he was yatza. I could see what he wasn't yatza. What was he yatza? The thing is that insofar as Dalit cases are concerned, there's two halachas. One kiyum of the Dalit cases comes about through the Cheftza. The Cheftza Shal Yayin. That's the halacha. That's just the kiyum of Dalit cases through the Cheftza Shal Yayin. If this is defined as Yayin, then you Yetzer. That's one halacha. Then there's another halacha in Dalit cases. It's not halacha in universal halacha in the Seder. It's halacha in Dalit cases itself. The halacha in Dalit cases is that the character of the Shia must be one that demonstrates cheres. Now, if it's not mazik, then you can't say that he demonstrated cheres. So there's two halachas insofar as Dalit cases is concerned. One halacha is brought about through the chesed, the substance. Then, if you have the substance that's concentrated, say yaitzah. Okay? The other halacha is not brought about through the substance. The other halacha is a separate halacha. That you have to have, that the Shias Dalit cases have to have the character of Cheres. You see? One halacha of Cheres, let's say, I'll call them both Cheres, so let's see if it'll clear. One halacha of Cheres is through the Chafta. Everything's Cheres. The Gemara says, Kizeh Cheres Leyata. Everything's Cheres, really. But the Gemara is trying to differentiate. One Cheres is through the Chafta. The fact that it's Yayin is itself a demonstration of Cheres. The fact that it is a Chafta Shal Yayin. Then there's another halacha that it has to be drunk in a way that demonstrates cheres. The character of the shia must be one that demonstrates cheres. The maisa shia. Now the maisa shia, it doesn't demonstrate cheres if it's not mazik. You see? And then you understand? So one is through the chefs of the shia and one is through the maisa shia. That's all. That's all. See? The cheres, that's all. fella. Question of how you're supposed to drink it. That's a separate halacha. So you have to link. What? Because the halacha is to drink four kaisers of a chefter. That's halacha on the chefter. That's the chair's manifested through the chefter. But the mice, she was the yetzer. The character of she must be, the character she must demonstrate chairs. Okay.
So
how would they learn
without
a seva?
Gimel Amidei. No, where'd it go?
What?
Gimel
Amidei. No, it's anything without a seva. It's again with the seva. See, that's why I don't want to use the term mice over here, insofar as the, insofar as by mazuk. By mazuk, it's not a lachan the mice. The mice is a lachan in seva. You see, there's three things. There's the chalas shem yayin, that the cheft is defined as yayin. That's one thing. He has one halacha. Then the second halacha is that this seer should be done, that the maisa, the action, the performance must be one of cheres. That's halacha of a seva. You see? That's halacha in the maisa itself. But meziga is a halacha, if it is kos mazug, then it renders the entire performance of cheres. You know what I mean? Mazug, you can't say halacha exclusively in the maisa. But if a person drinks the yayin mazug, then it's considered a performance. Then the character of the performance has cheres in it. You know what I mean? No, you can't. The mice itself is not right. Okay. It's a shesiyah shel cheres. You understand what I mean? The whole by shesiyah, I mean the mice and the chefter. You can't isolate in that way the mice from the chefter. Mice is haseifa. That's halacha. That's exclusively mice. But the shi itself, the whole entity of the shi'ah, you see, means that what you're drinking is also part of the shi'ah. So if you're not drinking something that's mazug, then it lacks in the shi'ah. You see, in the shi'ah it lacks. It's one entity over here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not doing what I say. It's not the chefter term. It's yayin. That's it. The other one is that yayin is not just the term. But the nature of yayin is that the yayin represents a shesiyah shel cheres. That you don't have a shesiyah shel cheres. You only have it through the chalas shen, but not through the actual shesiyah of yayin. See? Okay. You say the Rambam's the same as ours, right? The Rambam's the same as ours.
Not the first case.
First case same. Okay, next one. Okay. Then shasim b'vasachas. Rav amar yidei yayin yotza, yidei arbar kreisus le'yotza. Now what does that mean? Yidei yayin yotza, yidei arbar kreisus le'yotza. All right. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Yidayayin yatzah mishum simchas yomtif. Kedesanya lekamon v'samachta b'chagecho. B'mem esamcha b'yayin. Avadei abar kaisa liyasa. Kun chashuvim kaisa rishayin. V'le yaisa. V'tzarach lovi eishleish kaisa laseder. That's right. Yeah. So you see again, according to the Rashbam, you see clearly that the Dalit kaisa is the entity of kaisa is created part of the inherent, part of the integral entity, the structure of the kaisa is the Seder. It's kais. It's not just a kais. If it's not a kais, shel brachas and mazon, it's not a kais. Right? It's not a kais, shel agadah, it's not a kais. So that's why if you drink them one after another, so you only have the first kais. You have kais shel kiddush. Right? Ah. So therefore, he says, but what were you yetzer? You were yetzer to the yedeyayin yetzer, yetzer simchas yantav. Okay, simchas yantav. All right, that's clear. Okay. According to Rashi, what's Mishasim Bavasachas? No, that's the first one. Rav Mai Dayan Yasa Day Abakaisa Layasa. Yeah, Yidayan Yasa, the first one means Abakaisa. Over here it means no, he wasn't Yates Abakaisa. Same terms, I know, same terms, a different meaning, the opposite meaning.
Yeah.
Alright. Pirsh, let's take a look at Tasis. Pirsh Day Simchas Yantif. Talk about a whole ticket dollar cases, Lay Nafik Mide Simchas Yantif Alinkin Yatsa Abakaisa. Yayin yatsa, pirish, yidei simchas yomtiv, desalka daita choyel v'tiknu, dalat kaisis lay nofik midei simchas yomtiv, elim kain yatsa yidei arba kaisis. What does Taisus say? What's bothering Taisus? Yayin is a mitzvah, right? Ah. So what does Taisus say? You might think that he wouldn't be yetsa simchas yomtiv unless he drank four kaisis. Why? Is what is the halacha of dalat kaisis? Is dalat kaisis separate halacha? Dalat kaisis is only a reformulation of simchas yantif. So you see from this that dalat kaisis is separate halacha. Because if dalat kaisis was a reformulation of simchas yantif, so you wouldn't be able to say yidei yayin yatzah. That is yetzah simchas yantif. Because no, because they reformulated. They said simchas yantif has a shear. Only four kaisis. So you wouldn't be able to anything. See? So therefore, So therefore, you see that the dollar cases is not a sheer and sufficient. Okay, that's... All right. What do you got? For the Simchas Yontov of nighttime, right? So they reformulated Simchas Yontov. They said ordinary Simchas Yontov needs as much yain as you have. Revius, I guess you need Simchas Yontov. At least Revius. So they need to see a part of Revius. So by Yontov, that's why you should make sure you should drink wine Yontov. Wine and sheet basa. So at least Revius. So the halach is nighttime too. You have a mitzvah of Simchas Yontov. Right?
Yeah.
So right? You know, from the Taisa show me that.
That's right.
So, so therefore, so what Taisus thought that maybe the halach of dal cases isn't just halach of an extraneous, just halach of an extraneous halach of dal cases. Maybe dal cases is a reformulation of Simchas Yontov. If it's a reformulation of Simchas Yontov, so then you wouldn't be yaita Simchas Yontov unless you drank dal cases, because Midrash the Rabbanan came and they changed the formulation. Like for instance, Krishma Midrash is one pasuk according to the Rama, but Midrash Rabbanan it's three pashas. So if a person doesn't say all three parshas, you can't say it's day Krishma Yatza. Yeah, Midaraisa, but you can't say day Krishma Yatza. Midarabani, he wasn't Yatza Krishma. You see? That's what Taisa means. You were Yatza Simchas Yontov. Why did the Gemara say, if I drank one case, I'm Yatza Simchas Yontov? Right?
Yeah.
So he wants to say no, because there's two halachas. Halacha dollar case, this is one halacha dollar case, is that you have to shear. You yates with dollar cases, right? But you still weren't yates a lot. But you still weren't yates the separate halacha of dollar cases. But you yates the shear of simcha. See? Right? Oh, that's what he wants to say. The only thing is, what right do you have for that? What right do you have for that? See? They're going to have a problem too if you say that. Because. Just a second. There's one other thing I was thinking about. It's interesting. If you say it's halacha and Simchas Yontov, right? Now that he brought this up, though, there's one thing that you see interesting. If you say it's halacha and Simchas Yontov, right? It's not halacha in the shear quantity, because if it was halacha in the shear, then you'd be yetsa the Simchas Yontov with four cases, because I have the shear. The Taisa says you might think that I wouldn't be yetsa Simchas Yontov unless I drank four cases. What do you mean? What kind of halacha in Simchas Yontov is that? What do you mean? You mean unless I was yetsa yedei arba kaisis, that would be the halacha of Simchas Yontov. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the question is, what sense does that make in terms of Simchas Yontov? Simchas Yontov I can understand is a shir in yayin, but why should Simchas Yontov
be
totally in and whether I was yetsa dala kaisis or not? That's a separate thing, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dollar case is a separate halacha, a separate mitzvah. Why should Simchas Yontov tie in with that? Simchas Yontov will tie in with the quantitative, I understand. So the Chum said you need this much Simchas Yontov. The Raisa you need Revius. The Chum said you need four. But Taish says that the Havamina to say, the Havamina Gemara was, that even if I had the Shira four, I still wouldn't be Yates to Simchas Yontov. Why? Because I wasn't Yates to dollar cases. Dollar case is a separate entity. Why should I think that way?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's somewhat of a problem in Taish. The answer is not a difficult problem. The answer is, it's two things. It's a shear of dalit cases, but also it defines, it's a redefinition of the cheftza shel yayin also. See? You can't be yetsa simchas yontov. They qualify two things. They qualify the amount, and they qualify the yayin. Only yayin, which is considered a case, in terms of dollar cases, qualifies for the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov. That was the Havamina. See? Only that yayin is good. How much do you need? You need four. That was the Havamina. Gemara says, no, that's not true. Okay.
So what do you need? You need the shear of four?
No, right. I didn't mention it. There's no
raya. Yeah.
Should I mention it? Did you tape the thing with Bernie?
No.
We left that one thing. The reason why there's no raya, that you need four cases. The reason why there's no raya, according to Maskandi, you need four cases to be yetsa the shear of Simcha, is because the Gemara has to say four cases in order to tell you the other chiddush that you're not yetsa. It would just say one case. Of course, you're not yetsa dollar case with one case. You understand what I mean? Okay.
I'll say it.
It's needed to teach you that you're not yetsa the dollar cases.
Right.
You're not yetsa the day dollar cases if it's shasim and tufnet. Each case has a separate identity. Okay. Right. Shasim Vasachas, so the person drank them at one time. What is Vasachas? Going to Ram means Tufin, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't say.
Yatze Yidei Cheres. He was Yatze Yidei Cheres, but Lo Yatze Yidei Arba Cases. He switches the gears, huh?
Yeah.
V'layatzi de'arba kaisis. So what does it mean, yatzi de'cheres?
He doesn't know. He doesn't even talk about yidei
ayin. What's the real Lashon Rama? You got Lashon Rama there?
Same
as like this. That there are two kiyumim in the shsia. One kiyum in the shsia is by virtue of the chal Hashem of the object. It has a chal Hashem yayin. So that's a kiyum in the shsia. Right? But another kiyum in the shsia is the nature of the yayin. You say the nature of the yayin is a kiyum in the shsia. There are two kiyum in the shsia. One is the abstract, the chal Hashem itself, that he drank yayin. That's a kiyum in the shsia, as Dalal guys. You see? And another one is the nature of the shsia. You know what I mean? The nature of shsia is also a kiyum in the... and the nature of the yayin is also a kiyum in the shsia. That's a better way to put it. Okay. All right. So the kiyum of the chal Hashem that he has by yayin, because he drank yayin. So that's the kiyum of the that kiyum he has, the kiyum of the chal Hashem yayin. But he doesn't have the kiyum of the nature of the another kiyum is brought about by the nature of the yayin, the quality of the yayin. See, that he doesn't have. It's not mogul. Mogul, he doesn't have the quality. He doesn't have that kiyum. It's two kiyum. That's the kiyum cheres. Okay. All right. Now we're left off with the Rambam's. Where do we go? Where are we up to now?
The Rambam.
What was the problem?
Rambam.
Oh yeah, Rambam. Right. What's the plain shot in the Rambam is that Yedei Cheres Yotza and Yedei. So the Rambam has it goes both up and back. In other words, if Shasan Chai, what happens? Say Yetzidei Dal Kaisis, but not Yetzidei Cheres.
Right.
And the other way, Yetzidei Cheres, and not Yetzidei Dal Kaisis. Goes up and back, right?
Right.
Okay. So what's the chat in the Ram? From the Ram would seem like this, that there's two halachas in Dal Kaisis. One halacha is, in Dal Kaisis, halacha of Amir Ala Kais. You see, you have halacha of Amir Akim of Amir Ala Kais. That's one halacha of Kais, right? Then there's another halacha of Kais, that there should be a demonstration of Cheres through Shsias Dalakaisis. See? Shsias Dalakaisis, it's similar to what Taisus says. Taisus says that it's a shir in Simcha, right? That's what Taisus wants to say. It's a shir in Simcha's Yantav. It's not a shir in Simcha's Yantav. You know what I mean? It's not like a shir in Simcha's Yantav. It's a shir in Cheres. So therefore, that's why the Rambam holds, but if you drink it, ain't a mazug, see, you don't have that kiyum of Cheres. You see, but you do have the kiyum of dalakaisis because it still is a. You see, the current around comes up very nicely. Because it still is a kiyum of dalakaisis because it has a chal Hashem yayin, right? Chal Hashem yayin, so it comes that you had a mirol yayin. The mirol yayin doesn't have to be on the type of yayin that's you know that's enhanced, that's on the highest level. As long as it has a chal Hashem yayin, it's a mirol yayin. That's it. See, that's one halacha, mirol yayin. Then the second halacha is that there should be a maise of shia of cheres. That is dalad kaisis of chet. Now that's only they can only be mekayim if you have good wine. If you don't have good wine, then it's not then it's nothing. It's not a shi of cheres. You know what I mean? That's what the Rambam means. So therefore, if you have, so the Rambam works out very nicely. So if you have dalad kaisis, that's not mozik, so it's not really enhanced the kais, right? It's not really of a high quality, so you can't say it's cheres, but it still is a mira alayayin. Mira alayayin it is. But if you have the other way, if you have four cases that are muzzled, but you don't have what? But you don't have it's Vasachas, right? So then you're lacking in a mirror of a case. But what you do have is you have a kima cheres, right? Okay. I just wanted to mention in regard to this one more thing also. Remember we mentioned yesterday as far as Taisa says. Taisa says it's not halacha simchas yamtiv, right?
Yeah.
What kind of halacha is it then? We need to find what it is. We say what it isn't. It's not halacha shirin simchas yamtiv. What is it really? What is it? It's halacha of sipur. That's what Taisus Havmina Oskana was. The Havmina was since it's Shia, so therefore you might think it's a Shia and Simchas Yantav, because Shia is really Simchas Yantav eating. Maskana is no, it's Allah and Sipur. It's Sipur or Yedei Shia. Shia is a Kiyum and Sipur. See? That's Taisus Maskana. That's what the Ram also has that way. And there's two types, but according to Ram, actually, there's two types of Sipur. There's a type of Sipur which qualifies, a Kiyum qualifies the Amira, that's one of $11 cases, it's an actual qualification Amira, that as long as the Chal Hashem Yayin is enough. Then there's a separate demonstration of cheres through drinking four cases. Okay. That's it. Shir and what? That's a shir and simchas yantav. Why did I say shir and simchas yantav? Because you have to understand how the chacham formulate this. What's bothering this? How do you formulate the category? What kind of category is it? That's why it has such a havmin, not just a crazy havmin out of left field. All of a sudden, we're jumping in here with a shir and simchas yantav. Well, what's going to do it? The answer is because the chacham can't just make takanas like this. It has to be based upon the raises. So the Havmina was that how's it based upon the rest of the extension of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav, right? They knocked that out. Now what's in its place? You're still left with the problem. What brought you to think of Simchas Yantav? The answer is because you had no category. Oh, so the category is Sipur. That's the category. A category is Hagoda al Yedei Shir. Okay? That's the pshat in the Gemara al HaSeder. See, al HaSeder means that why do you have to have al HaSeder? Because it must be al HaSeder, because otherwise it's not a Kima Nagoda. If it's a, you see, if it was a Kima Simchas Yontif, so it wouldn't matter if it's al HaSeder or not. That's what the Gemara's Havmina was. Maskana is no, it's not a Kiyum in Simchas Yontif. It's a Kiyum in Haggadah. A Kiyum in Haggadah, so therefore it must be Bedafka where these where it's supposed to be at. Kiddush, Haggadah, Birchas Mazon, and Ha'ol. If not, it's not a Kiyum in Haggadah. You see? The pivotal point between the Rambam and the Tesis is, according to Tesis and the Rashbam, what is Cheres? According to Tesis and the Rashbam, Cheres is a Kiyum in Dalet cases. You see? According to the Rambam, it's a separate entity. Separate entity of Cheres, to drink four cases. Separate entity. Drink four cases, that's one mitzvah. And second mitzvah is Kiyum in the Sipra. According to the Rashbam and according to Tesis, it's not true. The halacha is that you have to do both the Kiyum. Cheres is Cheres and Yayin. Cheres is a Kiyum and Yayin. They're both a Kiyum in Sipra. You know, they're both a Kiyum in Haggadah. The entity of Kos, there's two components to the entity of Kos, which is a Kiyum and Haggadah. One is the Chalashim Yayin, and the second thing is Cheres. You see, Cheres, according to them, isn't a Kiyum by itself, a separate Kiyum of Cheres, a demonstration of Cheres. Cheres is part of Kos, which is a Kiyum in the Haggadah. You see? That's the way it takes from Rashbam. There's two things in Kos. One is the Chalashim Yayin in Kos, you see? And that day, Yetzir, because you still had a Mir Aleyayin. And a Mir Aleyayin, so you have a Kiyum. You can't say you have no Kiyum, you have a Mir Aleyayin. But it's incomplete. That's what the Rashbam says. It's incomplete until you really have a Shisiyah of Cheres. That completes the Sipur. That completes the Kiyum of the Kos. You know what I mean?
Okay.
According to the Rambam, it's a separate halacha of Cheres. Separate halacha, drink four Kosas. Separate demonstration has nothing to do with the Kiyum. According to Rashbam, but they both hold one idea which is clear. The whole difficult thing is, what's Yidei Yayin Yatza? What is Yidei Yayin Yatza? Yidei Yayin Yatza is very good. Yidei Yayin Yatza means as long as it has a Chalashem Yayin, you were Yatza. Why were you Yatza? Because it still is considered a Mirol Yayin. You can't say it's not a Mirol Yayin. A Mirol Yayin I have. Then there's a further Kiyum, a Mirol Yayin, and then a Maisa Shiach of Cheres, which is a further Kiyum of the further extension of the Kiyum of the Dalet cases. You know what I mean? Okay.
Cheres,
a separate demonstration. According to the Rambam, Cheres, separate demonstration. So you don't need a God of Cheres. Just drink four courses, you have a Cheres. See? According to them, that wouldn't be any good. You wouldn't have any Kiyum at all if you just drank four courses. It's no Kiyum. It's not a separate mitzvah demonstration, Cheres. The Cheres is part of the Dalet cases.
Yeah.
Part of Dalet cases, which must be El Aseder, which is a Kiyum and Agada. That's the difference. There aren't too many. There are only small ones here. Small ones always look a little... Minoraya, that Arba Kais is right from the water. Arba Kais is not Allah in Simchas Yontif, but it's Allah in Sipur. Take a look at the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Tanu Rabban, Akocha, Yevim Arba Kais, is Halolo, Echad Nashim, Echad Nashim, Echad Tinaikis. You see?
Oh, yeah.
Echad Tinaikis. What does Gemara say? Echad Tinaikis? Shigam Heim Nigalu, the Rashbam says. Amar Rabbi Yudah, V'chima Te'elis, Yesh L'Tinaikis B'yayin. So what do you see? Do you see the Dalet cases of Kiyum and Sipur? That's why the Gemara thought that Tinaikis also should give him. Gemara says, no, it doesn't make any sense to give him. Okay, help him write the Gemara. Okay, the question is, you know, there's a Chumrah, it's brought down as a Chumrah, you should drink the whole Kos. Kasa in this taste over here. Take a look at the taste. Ruba the Kasa. Ruba the Kasa, Hainu Kamoli Mulugmov Kedaprishis. Tasis happens to hold. Tasis Shita is. By Kais Shel Kiddush, it's Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph. And Tom Mala Lugmav is Yotza. Taish Sheet is that by Kais Shel Kiddush, you always need Mala Lugmav, even if it's more than a Revius. It's Machlekes to Ran and Taishas. The Ran holds that by Kiddush, all you need is a Revius. If you have a Revius, you definitely don't need Mala Lugmav. If a guy's a giant and his Mala Lugmav is bigger than the Revius, he says you don't need it. Where do you need Mala Lugmav? By Yom Kippur. Why by Yom Kippur do you need Mala Lugmav? That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Yuma. That by Yom Kippur you need Mala Lugmav. Why? Because by Yom Kippur, it's a Shirin Yisuve Daite. It's a shirim breaking the tannis. Yom Kippur is not an Israchilish shir. Yom Kippur, that's why Yom Kippur is different shirim. Yom Kippur, the shirim and Yom Kippur are generated by breaking the tannis. So you see inui, halacha of inui. So therefore, the shir is yisuvei daite. That's the halacha by Yom Kippur. But the Ran says, insofar as Kiddush is concerned, you need a kais. Kais is revius. So he says, that's why if you have a revius, you don't need malay lugmav. If your malay lugmav is bigger than a revius. But Teish says that Kiddush is also Yisuvei Daite. That's Teish Shita. Kiddush is Yisuvei Daite.
Okay. So you need revius regardless? I mean, let's say...
Who? Your malay lugmav is less than a revius. It's either or. What the spar is there, I don't know.
Take which is less.
Right. But anyway, take which is less. Okay. Now... L'chatchil, you have to drink the whole revius. Right? Alright, why l'chatchil, you have to drink? What kind of halach is this? L'chatchil, you have to drink the whole revius.
Hold on, you have to drink
the revius is the case. You see? Tais means revius means case. It means revius means case. If you learn that if you have a bigger case, you can say the whole case, you have to drink the whole case. It doesn't mean dafka revius.
Oh, that's the way Tais is lying.
Whatever case is. Okay. Case. Case.
Yeah,
see it. Right. So what's the lechatchila? Why you have to drink the whole case? Funny thing. If Rubik are cooler, right?
Right?
That's why I say Rav case is good enough. So why shouldn't it be enough? What do you say?
Cooler is better than
Kikuli. Think like this. The halacha of Rubik are cooler is the halacha of the chefter. You see? In other words, since the case has to be shasui, so therefore, if you drank Rav of the case, so the whole case is considered shasui. You see? Okay. That's one halacha in dalak cases. But there's another halacha in dalak cases that it should be a maisish siyah. Maisish siyah of a case. And so far as the maisish siyah of a case is concerned, that you can't say rubik akula. You see, then you can't say rubik akula. So that's why there's an additional kiyum to finish off the whole case.
What can you say on the
so you can't say that rave of an action is considered like the whole action. There's no halacha like that. You see? Halacha of, if you have to do an action of drinking a case.
It's an entity.
Rave halacha in an entity. See? Now, like an action. You have to do a mice serious, and now you didn't do a mice serious. You like it. The mice is a mice serious, you know what I mean? It's not halacha in entity. There's two halachas in, apparently, there's two halachas in dollar cases. One halacha in dollar cases is that you have to, that the halacha, you have to have a case, you have to create an entity of a case that's drunk. So therefore, if you drink rave, a rubik akula. You see? If you drank rave of the case, you drank a whole case. See? That's a lach on the cheft. So they have one lach on the cheft to show case. But the other lach is, there's another lach. There's another kiyum in the maisish siya. In maisish siya, there's another kiyum cheres in the maisish siya. In maisish siya, you can't say, the lach is you have to do a maisa of drinking a case. You can't say, I did a maisa of drinking a case. Yeah, but that's not the maisa. The maisa is drink the whole case. So you're lacking in that maisa. An additional kiyum. That's why that's lachatchila. Lachatchila is better to drink the whole case. So the best thing really is not to have two big cases. You have two big cases. In other words, you're better off with a smaller case. You can drink the whole case. You have this kiyum chatchila. Than to have a big case and then you can drink only the rav.
It's better to drink a big case.
Yeah. Okay. Tell the Ron. Tell the Ron. Interesting Ron. Ron says, as far as Tomalei Lugmav. See?
What is it?
It's on Daf Chof Beis on Beis.
No.
That's it.
Okay.
All
right? Yeah.
What's the one that says? Malei Lugmav de Kamrin and Hocha. Lav dafke elikadeshi salken al tzad echad the year malo lugmav. Okay, it doesn't mean both sides. Maloy lugmav both it means one side. Okay, it proves that from the Gemara. Anyway, that's simple. Okay, next case. Umashin asks like this. Go down further. It's like this. He says, yeah. Al maloy lugmav yes. Elavada came in nacham maloy lugmav hainashi salken al tzad echad the year maloy lugmav umiyu. It's like this. Umiyu ki amrin and hishiura. When do we say this year maloy lugmav hanemil adam benani? That's for a regular person. Have a butter mervius, because then it's less than mervius. You see, have a loig melech haboshin v'the kavasei. To have you behind shiura tvei mervius luchude sagi. You see, it'll be enough for him if he drinks a mervius. Even though loig melech haboshin on Yom Kippur would have to really drink a malay lugbav, because then he needs yisuvei daite and a little a regular mervius like a thimble for him, right? Ah. You have to have a shesiyah chashuva. So shesiyah chashuva could either be its chashuv because it functions for you liyas liyisuvei daite. You see, it's functional for you, or else objectively because of the sheer case. That's what the Ron holds. You know what I mean? It's one of the two.
Either one
is good, right?
Yeah.
Same thing you're saying. I'm trying to pinpoint what the common denominator is. You know what I mean? The common denominator is the Shia Cheshuvah you have to have. Now, Shia Cheshuvah could be two ways. Either it's Cheshuv because it functions for you, it's Miyashas Daitei, or else it's Cheshuv objectively. You see? That's what the Ron says. That's what the Ron holds, that either or will be good. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell you what? Objectively. Because that's the Chefza makes it a Shia. Either it becomes Cheshuv because of the Chefza or because of the Gavra. Either one of the two. But that's Shia Cheshuvah. That's what the Ron holds. In regard to Kiddush. So in regard to Kiddush HaYom, really, all you need is Malay Lugmav. Actually, according to Tesis and the Ron, definitely by Kiddush, all you need is Malay Lugmav. Because according to the Ron, it's Malay Lugmav because he holds a Shia Cheshuvah. But Tesis holds Kiddush is only a Suvid Daite. So that's no problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Malay Lugmav is only one side, right?
One side. So kind of one side is enough. You don't have to Machmer Kiddush to drink down the cases. All you need is Malay Lugmav. Just like that, that's enough. Kiddush. Avalian Dalat Kaisis Amrina Lakamon. Vuhu Deshasi Ruba de Kasa. That's as far as Kiddush is concerned. But what about Dalat Kaisis? Over there is a different halacha. Over there has nothing to do with Yisuvi Daite. Over there you have to have Rav Kais. Right? Over there, by in other words, over there wouldn't help if you have Mala Lugma. Why? Because you must have a Dafka Rav Kais. Hilkach, the Kiddusha de Pischa. Kiddush on Pesach. The Isbe Tarti. There's two things on the Kiddush on Pesach. Right? Vahavinam e Kiddush one, Vahavinam e Darba Kaisis. So, Ba'inin Shiitoim imenu Ruba de Kasa. Midin Arba Kaisis. The E Ruba Botzir, Mechdeshi Salkenu. And let's say Ruba de Kasa is less than Mechdeshi Salkenu. Ba'inin Shiitoim Nami, Mechdeshi Salkenu. Miu Berevi is Sagi, with Kirsivna.
Got these choices.
What's going to be Revius? Or else, in other words, in Kiddush, Rav Revius won't work. According to the Ron, that's only halacha on Pesach, Ruba de Kasa. You see? The halacha, see, he has three halachas here. And so far as Kiddush is concerned, he says, let's say you have a big Malay Lugmav, so it's enough if you have, how much? But not Rav Revius.
Yeah, why not?
What? Right? Not Rav Revius. Why not Rav Revius?
Why not
Rav Revius? He goes, no. Because not a Shinner Kais. Because it's a Shir and Shia. You see? It's a Shir and Shia. That Revius is objectively considered a Shia Cheshuvah. You see?
Okay.
Right? Okay. But Rav Kais is a separate halacha, Rav Kais. Rav Kais is a separate halacha. So by Kiddush, an ordinary person just needs Malay Lugmav. But a person who has big old Lugmav, so then what would he need? So he'd have to have, no, he has to have Revius. And so there's halacha, there's three Shias. There's Malay Lugmav, there's Revius, and then there's Rav Kais. Rav Kais is in regard to Pesach. In regard to Kiddush, it's either what? It's either Mala Lugmav or Shias Revius. You see? So it comes out that the first case, right? You have to have at least what? At least Mala Lugmav or Revius. And if you Mala Lugmav is less than Rav Kais, you need Mala Lugmav and Rav Kais. Because you have two kumim there. All right, that's the Ran.
You mean the Ran holds that shit?
Rav is when there's a Chetz of Kais. Chetz of Kais. Okay, but the Chetz cases. By Kiddush is no halach of Chetz Shal Kais.
No.
By Kiddush is halach of Shia.
And Shia is measured. The Chetz is measured.
Shia is measured in terms of Revius.
That's right.
So Rav Revius is no Shia by Kiddush.
There's no Kiddush.
By Kiddush is no Chetz of Kais. That's why. By Kiddush is just halach of Shia. So either you have to drink Malay Lugmav or also Revius. But Rav Revius won't be any good by Kiddush. There was Malay Lugmav. Then he ate according to everybody.
Right?
At night time. Because Yates according to Taisvis, because Taisvis holds on Halacha Yisuvi Daite, and even the Ran who holds that Revius is good, but he holds either Revius or Mala Lugmav. So everybody seems to agree by Kiddush at nighttime, all you need is Mala Lugmav.
Okay.
If the only time you can drink more, what? I'm sorry. Yisuvi Daite is because Kiddush is Einig, but Karesel Shabbos Einig. Einig is Yisuvi Daite Taisol. That's where the shit comes from. You know what I mean? But the Ran holds is not a lach of Einig, it's a lach of Kibud. It's a lach of Kibud, so it has to be Shia Cheshuvah. Okay.
According to us, there's a dinner chesed
shel kais. There's two types of, first of all, two types of shit. Cases on Pesach are altogether different. It's a chesed shel kais. So that's a lach of Rav kais, and Tesach is the chatkila kala kais, right? And that's a lach of kais. It's a separate of kais. How much is a kais? Kais happens to be Revius. But the entity is not the Revius, kais. By Kiddush, it's either or, according to the Ran. Either you say Malay Lugmav. Why? Because Malay Lugmav is considered a Shia Cheshuvah. Because it also has Yisuvi Daite. Or it's what? Or Shia Revius. Not Rav Revius. Shia Revius. Because it's a Shia and Shia.
See? See, also, halach and kibbut. Kibbut requires a shtir chashuva. Teis also halach and einig. Halach and einig, so therefore, what do you need? You need just yisuridaita, that's einig. Yisuridaita is einig. See? The only time you should drink more is in the morning, when sometimes you're stuck. You're in somebody's house and they're making kiddush in the daytime, you know? And you don't want to, and you don't want to sit down and eat a, what do you call it, a kezias of cake. Right? You don't want to. So you're stuck. Well, you don't get a piece of cake sometimes. So what you do is, the best thing you do is drink a revius of yayin. Drink a revius of yayin and make a bracha l'fanah and ein shalosh l'achareha. And the gainim hold that's considered kiddush makom suda. Only need a revius of yayin. That's cool, right? It's only that suda is not as lav dafka suda. They hold halacha of oneg, and that's a shirin oneg. That's what they hold.
Oh, definitely.
And then the rabbanon of you can definitely rely on it. It's brought down shachna of paskin away. What? I don't know. We'll see. What?
Yeah, we can.
So you said on kibbutz, then it makes sense to say either revius or else it's halacha of malay lugmav.
Right.
Okay.
For the shoning, then even suvidaitei.
Then it's suvidaitei.
You don't have to drink a.
It's going to have a lot of sense to say that the round holes are. See? That's why the Chashuva. You know what I mean? Not the Pshat Shasiya Chashuva. Shasiya Chashuva, I don't like it. It's a little vague. You know what Chashuva means? You know, because why is it Chashuva? It's chashuv in terms of his own egg, it's chashuv. You see, because it's yisuv daite. You know what I mean? So the halacha is that in Kiddush is halacha Kiddush makam suda, right? So suda is halacha vaynig, right? Suda is halacha vaynig. Either it's considered objectively a shir suda, which is a revius, because see the goyim hold also that you can make Kiddush makam suda with a revius, or subjectively. That's what it is. Taisus also not. Taisus also is halacha only yisuv daite. Only subjectively. They're both all designing. Only subjectively. That's it. The Ran holds either subjectively or objectively. But the Shia, the reason why, because they say Chashuva is a very vague thing. What do you mean it's Chashuva? Why is this considered, why isn't it considered Chashuva anywhere else? Drinking like that. Not even regard to Yisurim. Yeah. It's only Chashuva as far as Einig is concerned. Because Kiddush is Einig. Taisus holds that you must have to be subjective only. Only subjective Einig. You see? Only subjective. Taisus holds only the only time it's good is if it's subjectively it's einig. Yisuv daite. But the fact that objectively, then it wouldn't be yetzer kiddush makom suda. The Ran says that kiddush makom suda either it's makom suda subjectively or else objectively. That's
the. The Ran achas kemel.
Yes. Ubekayis shi'esh bo shirin harbe. Ruba shas ruba the castle plumber. The shasi kol chad v'chad ruba shel revius. Ukamash mon shein toch shi'eh lachol echad kos chol b'chnei atma. So what does he hold? He holds Rubo Shel Revius. Right?
Yeah, what
do you hold? Right? So he had one big coast and he passed it around, so it's good according to him, right? He passed it around. You know, if you say he holds it's one coast, so if it's one coast, so you need Ruba de Casa. So why don't you have to drink the whole? How can you go away Ruba de Revius? That's the question. Well, it's four koses, right? You have four, right? Four of these. So each time you drink one kos, drink four. You see, you can pass it around, so it's considered like there's money there.
Well,
then you can
stop at one
kos?
Yes, it's a kamash one. So the one big kos, each one gets his
shesiyas dollar koses. That counts as four. Because if it counts as one, the first guy would have to drink rov of the kos. Because the rind has got finished on us, you always need rov kos. By peso.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The two pesukim are one pasuk is Nochi Hashem Alakecha Shatzisicha Meres Yisrael, and the other pasuk really is Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakein Hashem Achad. So Dan is asking me, why is it a person before he dies says Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakein Hashem Achad? not an echad shem akecha shet tzricha meretzayim. Shet tzricha meretzayim. Now, the thing is, the question was raised really by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Question is, why does it say really anochi ad Hashem alokecha asher hatzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim? Why doesn't it say anochi ad Hashem alokecha baruch shemai v'aretz? I mean, if you want to come close to we can't define God's essence, we know that. But if you want to at least approach a concept of God insofar as humanly possible, you have to speak in terms of the major concept of God, I mean, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Melech HaOlam means He's the source of the universe. Now, that God took us out of Mitzrayim is only an incidental in the framework of the source of the universe. So when you speak about God, it should be really God who is the source of the universe. That's really what it should be. That's the question that they asked Yerubito Levi. So Yerubito Levi answered that he said like this. He said that the reason why it says Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim is because over there it's speaking in the framework of establishing the fact that God exists, or the nature, or insofar as we can appreciate the nature of God, Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, so therefore the only evidence that we have, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Levi's Shita, the only evidence we have is Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sinai. Okay? Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sinai. That's really the evidence. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda Levi, everything is based on Sinai. That's all man knows about God. Sinai. And everything else that we know, Baruch Shemayim V'Oretz, and everything else, that every other concept that we have about God, is only via Sinai. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Levi. The Rambam really had a different Shita. And the Rambam maintained that there's one source of Sinai. That's insofar as Allah is concerned, insofar as establishing the fact that Nisim can occur, and establishing the fact that there was a creation. That really is that's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. However, the Rambam maintains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be known to man through philosophical speculation also, through Chochmas Abriya, through knowledge of the universe. Knowledge of the universe will lead a person to a recognition of the existence of God. That's the Rambam Shita. That's really the difference between the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the Kuzari. The Kuzari bases everything on Maimed Har Sinai. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maimed Har Sinai. It's one thing. But the Rambam says, no, there's another dimension. Certain things we can't know, the Rambam says in the Mora. Certain things we can't know from speculation. You can't know whether, he says, for instance, whether there was a creation or whether there wasn't a creation. That's something you can't know. But that God exists, you can know. Actually, it turned out that from human speculation, they did discover recently that there was a creation. But that's not the kind of speculation that Ram was talking about. We couldn't possibly anticipate, you know, what's going to happen scientifically in discovering and making different discoveries in nature. But that's the machlekes. That's the argument. Now, according to Yehuda Levi, that's why it says Anochet Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why? Because the only way that we know God is really through three Yetzias Mitzrayim and Ma'amar. It means Yetzias Mitzrayim and Ma'amar Har Sinai. That's what it means. Okay. However, according to the Rambam, that the question would still remain, because according to the Rambam, why does she say Asher Tzicha Meretz Mitzrayim? Because not only the concept of God should be really as Melech HaOlam, but also human knowledge can relate to the concept of Melech HaOlam. So you can't answer like Rabbi Yehuda Levi answered. That is because of the only way we know is through Maimon Har Sinai. Alright,
you know that there's no such thing as
question is, what about Avram Avinu according to Rabbi Yehuda Levi? How did he do it? So, yeah. The answer is like this. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, from what I can glean from his writings, it would seem that he would say as follows. That it's not that a person cannot come to an awareness of God from Chochmas Abriya. Now, what Rudolf Levy maintains is that Avraham Avinu had a Masorah straight from Adam Arishon. I believe that's what he says. Yes. Don't hold me to it, but I'm pretty sure that's what he says, Rudolf Levy. That was the Masorah straight from Adam Arishon. Yeah. You have to say, of course, that even according to Rudolf Levy, while the basis of the knowledge is from Sinai, but that a person through knowledge can come to an appreciation of God once he has the premise. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi would maintain that you cannot prove the premise. Can't prove the premise from the universe. But once a person knows that that is true, that there is a God, you see, then he can have an appreciation of God through nature and through other areas also, once he has the premise. Okay? Now, according to the Rambam, the question is, however, what does it mean? You can't answer Yehuda Levi's answer. So the thing is like this. According to the Rambam, what you have to say, there's a different answer. I think of a different answer. The thing is like this, that actually, it's true that a person can recognize God from the Chochmas Abriya. He can recognize God from Chochmas Abriya. As a matter of fact, that's the Rambam's first mitzvah. But he learns the mitzvah from Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'aretz Yisrael. Now the question really is like this. The question is, you have to really extend the question a little further. The question is, if I would ask you which event was the most important event to Klal Yisrael, what would you say? That ever occurred to Klal Yisrael, what would you say? Har Sinai. Not Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So the truth of the matter is to establish God as the supreme ruler and the one who has a special relationship with Klal Yisrael. It should have said Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shedibati Lechem B'Sinai. All right. What is Asher Tzitzich Meretz Yisrayim? Moreover, I would ask something further. I would ask why, which. You know, in the Torah, the Chagim are based upon events. All right. So Sukkot is based upon what? Feast of Mitzrayim. Pesach. Mitzrayim. What about Shavuos? Shavuos is Matan Torah. Zman Matan Torah Seino. But there isn't a word in the Torah that says that Shavuos is because of Matan Torah. Right. Right. It says b'shevor b'akrivchem mincha chadash lo l'shem b'shevor asechem. The Yom the Kurim, right? Doesn't say beyond Matan Taraschem, anything like that. I mean, it doesn't say, there's no, doesn't even mention it. Right? It's an interesting thing. I mean, why is it really that Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, really takes over everything in the Torah? That's the central thing. Not Matan Torah. Of course, Matan Torah is mentioned. Atem Re'isim and Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu chose to them. Shows them that they that it was proven to you, Atem Re'isem and Eino Vado, Atareis Ladas, all constantly Moshe Rabbeinu reiterates how they were able to see objectively the existence of God and that God gave them the system constantly. But the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the main theme of the Torah in establishing the and establishing Klal Yisrael is always Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriya Shema Shachar Varvus, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Constantly Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day. Your Shabbos is even Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, Shabbos, and that's the Rambam over there. We explained that. Everything's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that so? Why not Matan Torah? That's a question that really should be raised. You're right about freedom, that the concept of Cheres is only... But the concept of Cheres is really expressed more by Matan Torah than by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because it says in the Pasuk, Choros al-Luchos al-Tikri Choros al-Cheres. Ein lach ben choron al-Mishos v'Torah.
So the real freedom is only a person that's a scholar that has knowledge. That's the only freedom. That's the only human freedom that we recognize. So actually, if you ask me where should the freedom be, it's really Matan Torah. Okay. I mean, why is it just Mitzrayim highlighted when it's only a means to Torah? That's the question. There's no question about it. I mean, that is, you know, what Donnie's saying is true, that if you, it'd be better to be a slave and have a minimal amount of Torah than to be free and not have any Torah. We want to explain what the Rambam means in the Perek Shemini of the Hilchos Sodei Torah, where the Rambam says that all the Nisan that happened in Mitzrayim Moshe Rabbeinu only did because of the necessity. And he it's open in the pasuk because it says Leman Yishmu Am Bedabri Imach V'Gam Chaimin La'olam. So you see that Vayimin of Hashem of Moshe Abdo Bayoz Yashir was Emunah Sheyesh Achareo Hiro Machshava, because it was before Matan Torah. And the Rambam explains it. Now what does it mean Hiro Machshava? So we explain what it means is that as much as the miracles impressed people, as much as the people were convinced by the miracles, it is not something, what does it mean it's not something that is devoid of hira machshava? It means that the mind, there's a faculty in a human being known as mind. That mind can come to certain conclusions, but it will come to certain conclusions even though it's not satisfied. Not satisfied means the mind keeps going back to the events and tells itself, let me see really, what happened? Yeah, the Arba happened. I mean, does that really prove that there's a... Well, come to the same conclusion again. But his mind will keep on going back. It's not really conclusive. It's a hira machshava. God did not want the Torah to be based on such a phenomenon. A phenomenon that causes a person, that a person is constantly thinking back into and thinking about it. Maybe I could explain it. Maybe it's explainable. You see, the mind challenges the idea. The mind challenges the events. A certain situation where it could be miraculous, but the mind constantly challenges the events. Could be he'll accept it, but his mind is not satisfied. What the Rambam says is that there was only one event that satisfied the human mind, and where the mind is at rest, ceases to ponder the phenomena anymore, and draws a conclusion. And that is Maamar Har Sinai. That's what the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Ches. That Yadus was formulated not just as a religion that was based on an objective, demonstrable event. That's not enough. It has to be based on an event whose nature is tailored to satisfy the human intellect and nothing else. Just based upon it, just satisfies the human intellect. The intellect concludes that this is the way it is. There's no question about it. No need to think about it anymore. Osos and Mosim and Nisim, even though people will conclude by Osos and Mosim that there is a God, and that anyone that would not conclude by Yetzias Mitzrayim after the Nisim that there is a God and Moshe is his servant would be abnormal. There's something wrong with him. But, nevertheless, the nature of the conclusion is a different type. The Rambam emphasized the point. The nature of the conclusion is a different type of nature. It's something Sheyesh Acharei Hira Machshava. Hira Machshava, which means, what does it mean, Hira Machshava? Hira Machshava means that the mind is not satisfied. The mind keeps going back to the events and trying to understand it again. Let me understand this, how this works. They were at Sinai, there is no more going back. The mind does not go back anymore. But that's it. That's the nature. Our religion is based on an event that is tailored to satisfy mind. Satisfy the human mind. That's what the Rambam explains. That's the whole Perek Ches, the beginning. First halach and Perek Ches in the Rambam. Hilchos Sodei Torah. I would say like this. There are two ideas that would prompt a person to keep the Torah. Alright? One really is the appreciation of the reality of Torah. The reality of Torah, the fact that Torah is the system, the one system of life that is the system of the essence of man's life, the purpose of man's life, totally in accord with reality. That is the system. That's Torah. Okay? Now this would prompt the person to keep the Torah. Because he sees that this is, he has a certain nature, and if he wants his nature to be, to live in the way that it can live best, the only way, then he has to live according to Torah. Alright? That's one thing. Now, of course, that approach, the more knowledge a person gains of Torah, the more knowledge a person gains of Torah, the more he will partake of it, he will embrace it, he'll move towards Torah. Because he sees how important it is. Knowledge will increase his attachment to Torah under that framework. All right? But there is another concept that is not as philosophical that leads a person to the conclusion that he must keep the Torah. And that is a very simple one. Without any knowledge of how the Torah works and how deep it is and how it's according to the works, according to his life and how much better a life he could have and his whole essence and all that. But simply, if a person knows that he was created for a specific purpose, that this is the design of his creator, then simply he has to do it. He's motivated to do it. Because this is that's why he was created. So he recognizes the fact that there is a creator who is the ultimate designer of the universe, and that he was designed specifically for this purpose. That's the purpose of the creator. And then simply that fact alone, if he knows that fact alone, he simply must conclude that he has to do it. That's it. Okay.
You're saying to knowledge of the effect, as a fact.
As a fact.
Not to any abstraction.
Right. That's right.
One is
not for any abstraction. One, I would say, is really, you could equate to Oved Me'ava. That's where a person really serves God because he sees the beauty of the system and he understands the truth of the system. Like the Rambam. Actually, in the Rambam and the Mora, one time I wanted to show that the Rambam and the Mora has a concept of Torah being true even without Torah Mesinai. Why? How is it possible that Torah is true even without Torah Mesinai? Because, I had a proof for it from a question on the Rambam. The reason is because simply anyone that has a certain amount of knowledge and starts seeing that everything in the Torah fits into place with according to knowledge, it can't be that this book was just written accidentally. So you don't need to prove that it's a Sefer of Chachma. If a person is a tremendous Chachma, he will see that the Torah is a Sefer of Chachma. He'll know it has to be true. Forget about Matan Torah. But he'll simply know that it has to be true based upon the fact that he sees the Chachma there. And the Rambam has it as one of the... You could prove from the Rambam that the Rambam maintains such a thing. Okay, but that is all in the concept of Oved Me'ava. Alright, but then there is a more basic concept, the other concept, namely that if a person would know that he was designed by the Creator to do a certain action, he simply would know that he has to do it. That's all. It's a given postulate system. It's a postulate. Now that I would equate that more with Oved Me'ira. Okay. Now, the thing is like this: that you in Matan Torah, the veracity of Torah was established, and through that, the veracity of all the Nisim and Mitzrayim. So that once you have Torah, you know that the Nisim and Mitzrayim. There's nothing to be mahara after the Nisim and Mitzrayim. When the Rambam says that the Jews, Yeshacharei Hiru Machshava, that means as they observed it, there was Hiru Machshava. But once they saw Matan Torah, then they knew that this was an unquestionable event. So therefore, from there, and in the Torah, it tells you by Yetzias Mitzrayim was the design of the Ashgacha. Now Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes something which is unquestionable, and there's no Hiru Machshava based upon Matan Torah. Okay. But the thing is like this. What does Yetzias Mitzrayim show, really? And what is the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder? I mean, the whole concept of, like Danny mentioned before, with the Ashgacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz, and the Tol Avraham Avinu, and then the Yidashim from the Parsha Arami Oved Ovi, step by step, they went down, they were Melamed Shehayinei Yisrael Mitzuyonim, shown their outstanding, and the year B'vayah became a nation, and then in size, the entity of nations started to emerge. But Va'aterom Va'erio means that it was just a shell, a nation, but there was no essence, there was no mitzvahs. So the whole development in the parsha, if you learn to the parsha on Rami Avid Ovi, you see the whole development of how the Ashgacha worked it out, that this has to take place. Yeah. But the essence of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, really, the essence of the Sipur and the Agada, part of the essence is, even though you discuss the whole thing of cheiros and everything, but avdus is always there. Avdus is always there. You have a raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, the machlekes in the Gemara, whether you recline by the first two kosas or the last two kosas. Machlekes. Right? And Gemara says, what's machlekes? If you say you recline by the first two kosas, the reason is because of sipur. What is reclining a sipur? So the first two kosas when you're doing the sipur, so that's when you should recline. Then the question, but according to Mandama, it says the last two kosas, no, he says, because in the first two kosas you're still an Evet, but in the last two kosas you're a Ben Chorit. So you see that halachically in the night of Pesach, there's a halacha, there's a Ben Chorin that emerges. The Gavra is a Ben Chorin. Question is whether the reclining is related to the Gavra of Ben Chorin, or whether the reclining is related to the act of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Right? But the Gemara says, according to the Mandama, that says the last two cases, because of Ben Chorin, why couldn't he do it the first two cases because of Ben Chorin? So the Gemara says, no, Akati Avraham Ayinu. He's still saying Avraham Ayinu. So what does that show? That shows you that as long as you're involved in Sipur, you can't say it. You can't say Sipur without Avdus. You can't say, yeah, that's the first part of Avraham Ayinu. Sipur without it, Sipur and Avdus go together. Because the whole essence of Sipur is Avraham Ayinu Leparan Mitzrayim, Yetzir Hashem Lekenim Yisham, Bidilu Lo Otsi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole son of Otsi Misham. It all shows you one thing. The Yetzir Mitzrayim is constantly tied to not the fact that we're out of Mitzrayim, but what would have been without the Ashgacha. That's the whole essence of Sipur. We would have been Avdus. You cannot think about the Chayos unless you discuss what we would have been. Why is it so important to emphasize constantly what we would have been? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is really the Machayev. It's really the Machayev of the of Torah. That's why you always have Vayiftecho Ad Hashem Elokechem Misham, Al Kein Elochim Mitzavcho Lemor. Constantly, you were in the Torah, the concept is mentioned that you were slaves to Paran's land, and God took you out of there. Why did Avadayim Asher Tzeisi Yisom Me'eretz Mitzrayim? These are many psukim. L'shachni b'sochem. Forget the exact lashon pasuk. Constantly. Why? What does it show? What does that really show? That concept. What does it show? It shows that you were designed for that purpose. Like it's just about saying that you were created for the purpose of keeping the system of Torah. Because this is the will of the Ashgach. So really, there's two machayvim for Torah. One machayev is, like I said, the Oved Me'ava. But the other machayev is the recognition of the design of the Ashgach. The recognition of the design of the Ashgach. That's the machayev. So when you have Yitzias Mitzrayim, really, why is Yitzias Mitzrayim the basis? Because in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're discussing the design of the Ashgacha. Very nice for a person to appreciate Torah philosophically. It's the highest level. Appreciate philosophically and to understand it and to keep it because he really sees the Chachmas of Torah. It's very nice. But there is no system of halacha. There cannot be any halacha system. And there cannot be any system for Klal Yisrael that would have started over 3,000 years ago that would exist today if it wasn't for Anochei Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, which means the establishment of simply the design of the Ashgacha and the recognition that this is the design of the Ashgacha, and that's why the person is obligated to do it. You see? So therefore, it comes out Anochei Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the Machayev is the Machayev for the whole system of the Torah. The Machaya for the system of the Torah is that this is the design of the Ashgacha. This is the design of the Ashgacha. That's what Chazal mean when they say, Kofa Aleihem Har Kegidis. It says that when the Jews accepted the Torah, that God took the mountain and turned it over on them and told them that either you take it, the Imlav, Po take for Rachan. What does it mean? We know that they said Nasa Venishma. What it means is that the reason they accepted it, the basis for the acceptance, was simply the design of the Ashgacha. Recognition of the design of the Ashgacha. And without that, there would be no Kabbalah for Torah, there would be no system of Torah. And where, what emphasizes the design of the Ashgacha? What emphasizes the design of the Ashgacha to a person is the recognition that his very existence is contingent, that it was made possible for one purpose. And where, how was our existence made possible for that purpose? From the fact that we would simply be eternally avadim, and now every freedom that we have, we owe to this design of the Ashgacha. So therefore, all the freedom has to be used. We don't have any right to use it for any other purpose than Torah. Okay? That really is the... That Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Machayev. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Machayev. That's why it says, Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's why Pesach is emphasized. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, Mantar, of course. No, it's not Mantar. But the Machayev of the system, and the that which really... is the underlying, the cornerstone of the whole system, really, is the Machayev, the design of the Ashgacha. Without that, you have no system. That's why, one second, that's why the Rambam says, Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, he says, is Leida Sheyeshem Elokecha. Now, Sheyeshem Elokecha really is an abstract philosophical concept. That's a very, very long mitzvah. But the Asher Tzichah, why is he called the Pasuk? Because the Rambam wanted to explain, what does the Pasuk mean? Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzichah. What does it mean? What kind of meaning does it have? It's an obvious thing. What does Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha mean? So the Rambam explained it like this. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha means that there is a mitzvah that I must be established as your God, because I took you out of Mitzrayim for that purpose. You see, the taking out of Mitzrayim was for the purpose of establishing a whole system of mitzvahs. And Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha, what does it mean, Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha? What does the statement mean? The Rambam says, you only have one meaning. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha means that I must be established as Ad Hashem Elokecha. As there is a mitzvah. In other words, Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha means that there is a mitzvah that I should be established as your God, which can only happen through chokhmah, through knowledge. But the fact that there's a mitzvah, you see, is taken from the statement of Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim is the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and your whole very existence, you see, the whole very existence that you have is only because of the design of the Ashgacha. So therefore, it was the design of the Ashgacha that the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem should be established. That's what it means. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim means the whole design of the Ashgacha is that this mitzvah, that I am your God, should be established. That's what it means. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means the whole design of the Ashgacha. Was why? Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. That's where the Rambam learns. That's the concept. That's why it's a mitzvah according to the Rambam. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. You wonder, where did Rambam get Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah? It's a statement. Why is it a mitzvah? No, because that's what it means. In it. What does it mean? Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha. Just that we know. What's the person saying it? Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha means I am established as Hashem Elokecha. That's leida. That's only possible through knowledge. That's the mitzvah leida. But the reason, the whole concept of the system that formulates mitzvahs is Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Tzeisicha Mitzrayim is the foundation of all the mitzvahs. Okay. That's why, you see, when a person, so getting back to Donnie's question was, why is it that when a person is dying, that he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and not Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim? The reason is very simple, because Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim is really the foundation of all the mitzvahs. Yes, it's the foundation of the system. But when a person is dying, that's where he is at the point where the mitzvahs, you find he did the mitzvahs. Now he has to reach the perfection of the mitzvahs. And the perfection of the mitzvahs is reached through a perception, through human perception of God, insofar as man is capable of perceiving. And that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's really the objective of the whole system. So therefore, when a person faces death, what he should be involved in is the ultimate concept of perfection that the whole system was made for. So he personally should reach that level. That's why he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Anochi Ad Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim is only the establishment of the system. That's why there is a mitzvah. I've established a mitzvah, leida sheyesh malakah, and that's why I took out of Mitzrayim. See? That's right. But now you have to deal now. Okay, fine. That's the mitzvah. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? So an individual should have that concept. When a person is facing death, that is the time when he should appreciate the concept. The mitzvahs are a means to the concept. Now he's supposed to be in the level where he appreciates the concept. That's why he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the ultimate objective. To abbreviate it, I say like this: that there's two things. One is the will of God, the design of God. That God's design was that there should be in existence such a nation. That's his design. That's one. And then there's the personal appreciation of mitzvahs of Ovid Me'ava. It's two separate things. We accepted the Torah as the design of the Torah. That's it. That's what means. As a matter of fact, it's, that's what it says by Purim. That by Purim, Kimash Kibukva, which means that they were Ovid Me'ava. Ovid Me'ava means that it was something further. But at the time of the acceptance of Sinai, there was only the main theme of the acceptance was, the main reason that the people accepted was because they recognized that it's Hashgacha Hashem. And what ties us to his Hashgacha? There's nothing that ties us to his Hashgacha more than the fact of the recognition of what our state would have been without the Hashgacha. Now you have no freedom anymore. If your state would be nothing without the Hashgacha and you are tied to Hashgacha in that manner, you have no choice simply but to do it. So that's the concept of the of God's will in establishing a system. That's a, and that's why you have to keep, this is my design, that there should be such a nation. You're a part of my design. You have to do it. Now you say, what do you mean? Why I have this? You are Avadim. If it wasn't this, you'd be total Avadim. So therefore, you have no choice. You have no choice. That's a part of the structuring of the system. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim represents. And that's the whole foundation of Torah. If you'd wait for people to be over in the Ava, you would have no Torah today. Forget it. In generation, have a few people. That's the essence of the system. So the whole system is the reason why the Rambam quotes the Pasuk in the Nochashem Lekavah is because he's talking about the establishment of the mitzvah of Yidlei Lashay Shem Lekavah. And that comes about through Nochashem Lekavah Shem Lekavah Shem Lekavah. See? Okay? Now, Matan Torah doesn't really, even though Matan Torah is a fantastic event, and it shows that God is giving a system, yeah, but how does it tie me to the system? Doesn't mean that I'm going to say, yeah, it's a wonderful system, sure. I'll go, I'll look at the mitzvahs, they're very nice. It's not a machayev. So I won't do it. So what? So somebody else will do it. No, nobody will do it. God wanted to show people the perfect Torah. Fine. It's very nice, we appreciate it, but I have no obligation to do it. Look.
You see that Yisro is the
but once you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, that means that you were forged for that purpose. That's what he says. You were forged for that purpose. That means you are an object of the design of the Hashgacha. That is the Mahayim. That's it. Nothing more to talk about. The philosophy, huh? This is it. But that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Yetzias Mitzrayim represents the design of the Hashgacha. Of course, I would say also that the highest level a person can reach is where his Oved Me'ava incorporates a love of God, so that the design of God is part of the as an expression of Avas Hashem. They come together, really. They come together, the two. Ultimately, the two come together. Level. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a split. It wasn't a split. It wasn't that it was designed Hashgacha, and then for me it's beneficial. Ultimately they all come together. But we're not talking about the Yom. We're talking about the establishment of Yadus as a system that has existed and always will exist as it was given to Sinai. That's because Anochi Hashem Lekecha it's Mechayavas. Vayivtecha Hashem Lekecha Mishnah. Lekein Lekecha Mitzvah. That's the design of the Hashgacha. Different, that is the aspect that established the mitzvah and the whole system of Torah. And what ties us to it is the fact that we were personally created for that purpose. And that, where do you see that we were designed for that? Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where you see that we were designed for. That's right. That's the whole bris avos. Exactly. That really is bris avos. That's right. That's bris avos is establishment system. If Dani Feliya said that, that explains. That's right. That explains that why the other nations were offered Torah, and you see that they all refused. They turned it down. Yeah. Okay. It's true. But the truth of the matter is that even we wouldn't have been. That was me'ava. That was me'ava. That was really represented giving the Torah. That chazal that explains, that tells you how God gave the opportunity to other nations, that was me'ava. See? Yeah, that's what it means really. Me'ava, who will accept this Torah me'ava? And the answer is nobody. Nobody. We came closest. But even with us, it was kaf aleihem hakigigis. That's why I said kaf aleihem hakigigis. Why? To show that even with us, there was an element of ava there. There was. You can't say there wasn't. But what predominated was that the Yetzias Mitzrayim were taken out for that purpose. If it wasn't for that, there would really not be any establishment of Torah. Is that the truth matter? What we said before, we mentioned that really in the greatest person, the ava and the yira merged together. It's not a separate thing. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu by Bris Ben Absalom Yadoa Teda, which means, because Avram Avinu's Avas Hashem included the love of God, included that things should be according to his will. That's a part of Avas Hashem. So Avram Avinu was told that he would be an instrument of establishing the God's will. Of course, what we're saying is that the design of the Ashgacha could be in two ways. It could be Meira, like they accepted it, or it could be like Avram Avinu Meira, like Moshe Rabbeinu, anyone who reached a certain level where they both combined. Okay.